spread out all over the state of Mississippi. And I'll be joined in just a little while by Jake Wimberly and others. But glad to have you along again for another exciting night of Friday Night Under the Lights, and a lot of exciting ball games being played throughout the state of Mississippi. Our broadcast is made possible through the support of Wendy's. We're in the Wendy's studio here in Flowood, the Peanut Growers Association, Shelter Insurance, and of course the Mississippi Sports Medicine Sports Score Corner. Looking at some of the things that we have lined up for you tonight, we've got a lot of good reports through the evening. Coming up after our first break, we'll hear from SES Sports. John Luke McCord will give us a report. We're also expecting a report from Lewis Oswald on the Clinton-Warren Central game that was played over in Clinton tonight. We've also got a special guest in the studio later this evening, Dr. Dave Schaus, who's our, I guess, your analytical and technical expert for our website. He'll be in the studio tonight. Enjoyed having him with us. We had Will last week, and Dr. Dave will be in the studio with us a little bit later this evening. We've got Craig Carter going to give a report on the Germantown-Cleveland Central game. Of course, Don Barnes will be giving us a report on the Peanuts game, which I think just wrapped up just a few moments ago. That was a very high-scoring game. The Jackson Prep game at New Hope. As far as I know, that game may be wrapped up now, but that was a very exciting and extremely high-scoring game. Also, around 11 o'clock, Josh Jackson from WAPT will be with us. We've got Brian Eubank. He'll be giving us a report on Jackson Academy at Park Lane. Kerry Metzler, who's with us almost every Friday night, a very exciting game between Picayune and Hattiesburg. He'll be giving us a report on that. In our coach's corner, Marcus Boyles of Pedal is expected to be with us. And we also expect tonight from Fox 40 Sports, Rachel Retzlinski will be with us a little bit later on in the night. So lots of things going on, exciting Friday night of action. And I'm going to just go through some scores to kick us off. Looking at our 6A scores that we have so far tonight, starting up in North Mississippi, Horn Lake defeated Hernando tonight by the score of 14-7. South Panola got back on the winning track again. They beat South Haven. That's the seventh win for South Panola. They beat South Haven tonight 28-7. Tupelo wins again. They're now 9-0. They beat DeSoto Central by the score of 48-14. Warren Central went to Clinton and won a very important district game. Those two teams were tied or had two wins each in the district and two losses. And Warren Central goes to Clinton tonight and wins an important game for them. 28-10 was the final there. Madison Central defeated Provine tonight. 38-6 was the final. And Terry wins again. Terry won their third. They're in District 3-6A. They were 2-2 going into tonight's action. And Terry wins over George County 23-7. So Terry's now 7-3 on the season and set themselves up for potential playoff spot. We have Hancock shut out Harrison Central 35-0, and it was St. Martin over Ocean Springs 31-28 was the final there. And some 5A scores, Lafayette over Center Hill 47-14 was the final there. Olive Branch, they got blank last week, or actually, no, I guess it wasn't blank, but beaten very badly by West Point, but they got back on the winning track tonight, beating Lake Cormorant 37-0, so a nice win for Olive Branch. They're now 8-1 on the year. Vicksburg handled Canton tonight fairly handily, 40-14 was the final. And here's a game that we're going to get a report on in just a little while. Cleveland Central travels to Germantown. Cleveland Central 9-0 going into the night. Both Germantown and Cleveland Central 4-0 in the district. And Cleveland Central wins tonight at Germantown 34-16. So that's a big win for Cleveland Central. Laurel, a shutout winner over Forest Hill, 59-0 was the final there. It was Natchez beating North Pike 20-13. Brookhaven a winner. They're now 8-1 and 5-0 in district play. Brookhaven 48, Wingfield 12. Here's a game again. Kerry Metzler is going to give us a report on this one a little bit later on in the night. But Hattiesburg goes to Picayune and wins a shootout. 41-37 the final there. Hattiesburg a winner. They're 5-0 in the district, 9-0 overall. That's Picayune's just their second loss. They fall to 7-2 on the year. It was Stone 44 and Wayne County 21, wrapping up some 5A scores. In 4A, South Pike, a winner over Florence, 42-36 was the final there. Northeast Jones edged Mendenhall 21-20. It was Macomb shutting out Raymond 38-0. Natchez, Lanier was a winner over Richland 26-10. And that's Lanier's fourth win of the year. They're now 4-6 on the year. Greene County 46, Lawrence County 20. Poplarville is now 9-0 and 4-0 in district play, as they also won a shootout with Purvis tonight. 69-34 was the final there. East Central, they won their eighth game of the year. They defeated Day 54-13 tonight. East Central's now 4-0 in district play, and as mentioned, 8-0 overall. St. Stanislaus beat Moss Point tonight. 41-6 was the final there. Looking at some 3A scores, we've got Boonville, a winner over Mantachie, 43-12 was the final. North Pontotoc, a winner over Alcorn Central, 47-8 was the final. That's North Pontotoc is now 4-0 in district play, 8-2 overall. It was Hazelhurst edging Jefferson County, 28-26 was the final in that particular game. Let's see, looking at some 2A scores that I have. It was our peanut game. Don Barnes will be giving us a report on this game later in the night. Scott Central is now 9-0 overall, 4-0 in district play. They outscored Pelahatchie tonight, 68-20 was the final there in 2A action. Collins was a winner over Perry Central, 17-14. Now Collins was 7-2 overall, 2-0 in district play. Perry Central was undefeated going into tonight, one of 15 teams throughout the state that remained undefeated coming into tonight's action, but Collins was a winner at home against Perry Central 17-14. It was a Mid County 53, Enterprise Lincoln 20, West Lincoln 42, Bogachita 8, and Mize a winner over Pisgah by the score of 31-23. And some 1A scores that I have, let's see, Shaw was a shutout winner over Montgomery County, 45-0. It was Vardaman winning over Sebastopol by the score of 26-0. And also, now this was one of the better games of the night, Simmons and South Delta. Now, Simmons was 8-0, 6-0 in district play, and in those eight games, they'd only given up a total of 6 points total all season long. South Delta, though, was also 5-0 in district play and 8-1 overall, so a pretty strong team. Simmons wins tonight, but they gave up some points. They win by the score of 58-36. So Simmons still remains undefeated, but gave up, 6 times as many points as they've given up all season long in tonight's game, but winning 58-36. That's a wrap-up of the scores that we have at the moment. Did mention that Jackson Prep was on the road tonight at New Hope, a 4A school, and that game was wild and a very high-scoring game. And from what I understand, I believe Prep was ahead, and don't know the final of that one exactly yet, but it was a very high-scoring game. Again, mention some of the things that we've got going on tonight. We've got Dr. Dave in the studio. It'll be interesting to get his insight. He always has a little bit of a slant on things that nobody else thinks of, but Dr. Dave will be with us tonight. We're going to hear a report on that Germantown and Cleveland Central game. Dr. Don Barnes will be talking about the peanut game. We've got Josh Jackson with us. We've got Rachel Verzlinski a little bit later on in the evening. Marcus Boyles from Pedal, the coach there. Brian Eubank from the Jackson Academy at Park Lane game. Kerry Metzler will give us a report on the Picayune Hattiesburg, which is a high-scoring game at Picayune that Hattiesburg won 41-37, and they remain undefeated. And coming up after the next break that we'll have in just a moment here, John Luke McCourt from SES will give us an update. Also, Lewis Oswald will give us an update on Clinton and Warren Central. And this is one of those times in the year where we're getting very, very close to playoffs, and these games are meaningful. And unfortunately, as it gets down this time of the season, you're going to have some very good teams that are not going to make the playoffs because there's just a limited number of obviously the ones that do make the playoffs. So it's going to be interesting to see exactly, you know, how things play out in the next couple of weeks. Looking again, some 6A scores just to sort of run, keep you up to date. South Panola win tonight. They beat South Haven by the score of 28-7. South Panola is now 7-3. Tupelo remains undefeated. They won at home tonight against DeSoto Central, winning 48-14. Tupelo is now 9-0 on the season. They won a lot of games last year. In fact, they only lost when we got to playoff action. Madison Central, I believe, went up there and beat them. But Tupelo, very strong again this year, 9-0, probably the top team in the North, at least right now. Horn Lake beat Hernando 14-7, was the final there. Horn Lake only has one loss. They're now 7-1 on the season and 4-1 in district play. Madison Central at home tonight against Provine. Not much trouble with the Rams, winning by the score of 38-6. Again, mentioned that Warren Central went to Clinton, a very important district game. Probably the winner of that game makes the playoffs. Probably the loser does not. And Warren Central went to Clinton and won by the score of 28-10. That game, from my understanding, was 7-3 Warren Central at the half. And Warren Central played particularly well in the second half and pulled away. A team that has been flying a little bit under the radar until last week when they got a big win was the Terry Bulldogs, and Terry won again tonight, beating George County 23-7. That is Terry's seventh win of the year. They're now 7-3, and George County with a loss there, but Terry, they're now 3-2 in district play and stand an awfully good chance of making the playoffs. And down in the Gulf Coast, we've got some other scores we're still trying to track down, including the Meridian and Pearl final. But Hancock shut out Harrison Central by the score of 35-0. It was St. Martin, a 31-28 winner over Ocean Springs. Some 5A scores, several of these we gave earlier. Again, Cleveland Central was a big winner over Germantown. That was a huge district game for both teams, and Cleveland Central won over Germantown 34-16 was the final. Laurel, a shutout winner over Forest Hill tonight, 59-0. Natchez won their fifth game of the year. They beat a solid North Pike team tonight, 20-13 was the final. Been mentioning in 5A, Brookhaven. Brookhaven is now 5-0 in the district, 8-1 overall. They beat Wingfield by the score of 48-12 was the final there. So Brookhaven having a nice season as well. A bounce-back win tonight for Olive Branch. They beat Lake Cormorant by the score of 37-0. Olive Branch is now 8-1 on the year, 4-1 in district play. And again, Stone over Wayne County, 44-21 was the final there. Hattiesburg, a winner over Picayune by the score of 41-37. Huge game because both teams are 4-0 in the district. Picayune is now 7-2 overall. Hattiesburg is now 9-0. So Hattiesburg is another strong team in the South. So 5A's got a lot of strong schools. And, you know, a lot of times when you talk 5A, we talk West Point. They were playing Grenada tonight. But keep in mind, there's a lot of other very solid teams in 5A. Mentioning, 4A, Poplarville, one of the stronger teams in 4A. They beat Purvis tonight 69-34. So Poplarville is now 4-0 in district play and 9-0 overall. When we come back after the break, we will have John Luke McCourt, who's going to give us an SES update. He always gives us a report on a variety of different games. And also in the next segment, we will also have a report from Dr. Lewis Oswald. I always look forward to hearing his perspective. So again, thank you so much for joining us on another exciting night, a Friday night under the lights, brought to you by Wendy's, the Peanut Growers Association, Shelter Insurance, and of course, scores are provided by the Mississippi Sports Medicine Clinic. Thank you so much for being with us. Stick around after the break. We'll have a lot more interviews, a lot more scores, and just another exciting night of Friday night under the lights.
Out here, away from it all, you can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients.
Yo!
And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard.
Okay, I was wondering if you wanted me to.
Good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Introducing Wendy's new giant junior bacon cheeseburger.
It's a giant junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different junior bacon cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the giant junior bacon cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Welcome back once again to Friday Night Under the Lights. Hello, everyone. I'm George Broadstreet, joined by, in the studio, by Dr. Dave Shouse.
Hey, George, man, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again. I like to say the bunker in North Carolina. It may not be quite that dramatic, but glad to have you.
Yeah, it's a bunker. It's only 3,333 feet up, but it's a bunker.
Okay. Well, glad to have you in the house tonight.
Great to be here. Although, I seem to miss Russ every year.
Yeah, Russ is a busy guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a busy guy, and he was at New Hope tonight with Jackson Prep, and they had a kind of a wild game, and he probably won't get home until the wee hours of the morning. So.
They won't have to rock him to sleep.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Well, again, Friday Night Under the Lights, ours is supported in many different ways by Wendy's. We're in the Wendy's studio here in Flowood, the Peanut Growers Association's Shelter Insurance, and our scores are provided by Mississippi Sports Medicine. We want to go to the phone here. We've got on the line a normal Friday night guest, John Luke McCord. John Luke, are you there?
I'm here, guys. What's up tonight?
Oh, just a normal. A lot of different things, a lot of different scores. Tell us, what game did you take in tonight?
Man, tonight I actually came out and checked out a Region 1-1-8 game between Smithville and PCPS. It was senior night at Smithville, and they actually got a big 43-13 win. These two teams were fighting for basically the number two spot in Region 1-1-8. Both of them have been beaten by Okolona. So these teams are really fighting tonight to get a home playoff game. And your PCPS, who lost this game, you want to be careful now. You fall into that third spot. If you get to number four, you're going to have to face Simmons on the road in the first round of the playoffs, something they do not want to do, something no one wants to do.
No.
So that's where I was at tonight. Pretty big win for Smithville, but I could not help but keep my eyes down south with that Hattiesburg-Picayune game being so close. We do a pick'em bracket with SES each week. That game had my eyes all night, and so did that Perry Central Collins game. That one got wild at the end.
Right, absolutely. You know, you mentioned Simmons, and I've been talking about them really all year. And, you know, they've only given up 6 points all season long. And they play a pretty stout South Delta team tonight. And they win, but there was a lot of points. 58-36 was the final.
Yeah, and you know, strange to see that team give up points like that. That team just goes out and dominates week in and week out. They're a machine, really. So to see them kind of not play the perfect game we're used to from them, a little bit surprising there. But look, hey, guys, nothing to worry about for Simmons. They've got one of the better backs across the entire state, not just in 1A and Marcus Pham. And they seem like a steam engine rolling towards another title this year. I'd be really surprised to see if anybody stops them. But, you know, this time of year, teams have so much more on the line, so much more they're playing for. Simmons, not necessarily the case for them. They've locked up everything they want to lock up in the regular season. So wouldn't be surprising to see some teams come in and give them stouter matches at the end of the game.
Yeah, you mentioned Hattiesburg and Picayune. You know, the other any other games that really kind of caught your attention that you've checked some scores?
You know, and just for the sake of you know referencing that Hattiesburg win, Brookhaven is a team that I've been watching a lot this season. We talk a lot about West Point, how good are they? Are the best team in the state? But we've got two other teams in 5A that are really making a lot of noise. I really love that Hattiesburg and Brookhaven team. They got a big matchup coming between those guys pretty soon. And I think that's going to tell us a whole lot, obviously, about both of those teams. But I caution people who are just looking at West Point and 5A, make sure you check out Brookhaven. Make sure you check out Hattiesburg. These are two teams that would be, you know, runaway favorites in 5A in most years if you didn't have a team like West Point with you this year.
Well, it's like West Point in the north, and there's a whole bunch of good teams in the south, 5A, for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, John Luke, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate your report, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Boy, you know, that 5A, it's just stacked. I mean, in our power ratings, of course, West Point, they're number one. They're everybody's number one. But if you look at 2 through 5, you've got Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg has been averaging 41 points a game. You've got Picayune right after them. Then you've got Cleveland Central at 9-0. And then Brookhaven after that. I mean, how do you choose it between those teams? They're awesome.
Right. And I really appreciate it. I know this is on the website, and I quite frankly have not, you know, I'm relying on you guys, and I haven't really gone to the website as much as I probably should have. But all of that analytic type stuff is out there on the website, correct?
Yeah, it is. And the interesting thing about the analytics part of it is it's important to understand it's ordinal. So what it basically means is it's a ranking. But it's hard to get an idea of just how dynamically stronger West Point is versus everyone else. Having said that, I would love to see what a Hattiesburg matchup is going to be like. I mean, right. You know, in the battle for the Little Brown Jug, I mean, there's always maybe less than a touchdown difference. Well, they royally made a big game against Laurel. And, of course, Laurel won today 59-0.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those big three in the Pine Belt, you know, Oak Grove and Petal and Hattiesburg, the team that has been great in that one year when they've dominated the others, Oak Grove went and won a championship, Petal won a championship, and you just wonder if this is Hattiesburg's, you know, chance to go to the championship this year.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone again. We have Dr. Lewis Oswald on hold. He's going to give us a report on the Clinton and Warren Central game. Lewis, pretty tough.
Yeah.
A good matchup there in Clinton tonight, but looked like the Vikings kind of got the upper hand of things.
For the second week in a row, Clinton came out on the short end in the second half. Last week they led Northwest Rankin by 3.5. Tonight, Warren Central did not score until the last minute and a half or so of the first half and led 7-3 at the half, but they extended that lead to 21-3 in the third quarter and won at 28-10.
Yeah, it sounded like to me, and I think you got to give a lot of credit to Warren Central. I mean, it sounded like it was a very, very physical football game from what I was able to pick up on listening to your broadcast of the second half of that game.
It was indeed. Several arrows got banged up with some hard hits from the defense. They were good, clean, physical hits, and that's absolutely the case. I don't have any information, of course, but all those players left under their own power.
Right.
But, yes, it was definitely a run to the football, Warren Central defense, very aggressive and delivered some blows tonight.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you know both those teams were 2-2 in the district, so they pretty much were like, if you win that, you stand a fairly good chance of making the playoffs. But if you lose, the path to the playoff gets pretty murky. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the way we've talked about it all week. The Warren Central has a tough row, and they have to face Starkville next Friday night, while the Arrows are on the road in Greenville, who played Northwest Rankin very tough tonight, by the way. But yes, the winner tonight is now in the fourth slot solidly. They're not locked into the fourth slot, but they're solidly in the fourth slot. Right now the Arrows looking up at the playoffs, but with 2 weeks left to play.
Yeah, you know, it seemed like to me, you know, just following, you know, Clinton fairly closely, they've got a young team, a pretty good team. It's one of those teams where if they were playing in another district somewhere, they probably have a lot more wins. But there's just, I mean, when you look at Madison Central and Northwest Rankin and Warren Central and on and on and on, there's just a lot of tough teams in that district.
Well, that's pretty much always the case. And, yes, this team has struggled to find its own identity. And right now at 4-5, with 2 games left to play, have been in all of the games and have had some bad breaks along the way. But they are a good football team, and especially they were very tough. All Warren Central could handle for a good part of the evening, but the Vikings certainly earned every bit of it.
Yeah. Lewis, thank you so much. Thank you for being with us tonight on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Well, you are welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot. Jake.
Hey.
Jake, you've arrived.
I have.
From parts unknown.
Yeah, I've arrived. Yeah, thank you there, Chris. I have. Very nice ball game we got a chance to see out at Brandon tonight. Brandon took on Oak Grove tonight and won that thing in dominating fashion tonight. I mean, Oak Grove went up 7-0, 2 plays into that ball game. And then, of course, Brandon was able to, reel off point after point after point. I mean, they won that ball game 52-33. It wasn't even close. Will Rogers, sophomore quarterback, he threw for 365 yards and 5 touchdowns tonight.
Wow.
Jonathan Mingo, big-time wide receiver. A lot of people feel like he could be the best wide receiver in the class of 2019. 6 catches, 176 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Their running back, Javarius Fant, ran for 210 and a touchdown. Here's what's interesting, guys, is if Brandon beats Jim Hill next week, that sets up George and Dr. Dave a region championship against Pearl in the Rankin County Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
As far as Brandon is taking on the chin, and yet here they are, you know, knocking at the door.
Wow. Yeah, interesting stuff there. But, yeah, props to Brandon tonight. And, look, Oak Grove's got a really nice team. But, George, here's the thing, and you mentioned it. I was listening on the way in. If the playoffs were tonight, no, they're not, but we like to have fun with numbers. Oak Grove would be out. Terry would be in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we talk about Terry. I mean, they've done a fantastic job. And look, here's the thing. Terry just needs to win one of their next two, and they are in.
Right.
Because right now they've got that one-game edge on Oak Grove. Mm-hmm. And if they can win one of the next two, it's a tough task. They play Petal and Meridian. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure in which order, but that's their last 2 games. They need to win one of those 2 games if they do. Terry's in the playoffs.
Wow. That's huge for them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got a lot packed in here and a lot to come. Dr. Dave is with us tonight. We've got Craig Carter coming up. He's going to give us a report on Germantown and Cleveland Central. So another exciting night of Friday Night Under the Lights. We'll have a bunch of scores as we proceed through the evening. And I see Don Barnes has made his way into the studio. So it's just a cast of thousands. And the broadcasters just keep coming from all angles. So we're going to have an interesting night. Again, on Friday Night, Under the Lights.
Here away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts Americans most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Let's think.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.